外昆特之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年2月16日，星期日。我们又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱者的阿叔，以及深爱着我们的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu， 为我们继续讲述今天的盛典波迦瓦丹的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So you continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 7. Schedule incarnations with specific functions. Today we read from text 43 to 45.
我们今天继续阅读圣典波迦瓦坛第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。我们今天阅读的诗节是从第43世节到45世节。
No, they are together.
Yeah, 他们是在一起的。
Vedam.
Vedam.
Aham.
Aham.
Anga.
Anga.
Paramasya.
Paramasya.
Hi.
Hi.
Yogamayam.
Yogamayam.
Vedaham anga paramasya hi yogamayam.
Vedaham anga paramasya hi yogamayam.
Yuyam.
Yuyam.
Bhava.
Bhava.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Atha.
Atha.
Daityavarya.
Daityavarya.
Yuyam bhavascha bhagavan atmadaityavarya.
Yuyam bhavascha bhagavan atmadaityavarya.
Patni.
Patni.
Mano.
Mano.
Sa.
Sa.
Manu.
Manu.
Cha.
Cha.
Tat atma cha cha.
Tat atma cha cha.
Patni mano sacha manus cha tad atma cha cha.
Patni mano sacha manus cha tad atma cha cha.
Prachinarbir. Ribu.
Ribu.
Anga.
Anga.
Durva.
Durva.
Cha.
Cha.
Prachinabarir ribur anga uta druvascha.
Prachinna barhir rubur anga vutta durvascha.
Vedaham anga paramasya hi yogamayam.
Vedaham anga paramasya hi yogamayam.
Yuyam bhavascha bhagavam attadaityavarya.
Yuyam bhavascha bhagavan atha daitya varya.
Patni mano sacha manuscha tad atmajascha.
Patni mano sacha manuscha tad atmajascha.
Prachina bari ribur anga uta druvascha.
Prachinna bahir rubur anga uta durvascha.
Okay, I read the other verses. Ikshvaku raila muchukunda videya gadi ragvambari shasagara gaya naushadya Mandatri halarkasatadanu hanuranti deva devavrato bali ramutaryo dilipa sobhariutankashibi devala pipalada sarasvatodava parashara burisena yenye vibhishana hanumat upadrentadata Partastishena vidura shuta deva varya. So you read the word for the, just for the first verse.
Okay, so 我们现在呢就先只读这第一个诗节的字对字。
Veda.
Veda, 知晓。
Aham.
Aham, 我本人。
Anga.
Anga, oh Narada.
Paramasya,
Paramasya, 至尊的。
He,
必然的。
Yogamayam,
Yogamayam, 力量。
Yuyam,
Yuyam, 你自己。
Bhava,
Bhava, Shiva.
Cha,
Cha, 和。
Bhagavan,
巴格万最伟大的半神人。
阿塔
阿塔也。
Deityavarya
Deityavarya Palad Maharaj 主出生在出生在非人格主义者家的最伟大的奉献者。
Patni
Patni Sapta Rupa
Mano
Mano Manu 的
Sa
Sa 他
Cha
Cha 也
Manu
Manu Swayambhuma Bhuva
Cha
Cha 也
Tat Atmaja Cha
Tat Atmajaja 和他的孩子们像 Priyavrata Uttanapada 和 Devahuti 等等
Achinabari
Achinabari Prachinabari
Ribhu
Ribhu Ribhu
Anga
Anga Anga
Uta
Uta 即使
Dhruva
Dhruva Dhruva
Cha
Cha 和
A translation and purport by His Divine Prabhupada
译文和要旨由舍拉帕帕提供译文 Narada 呀尽管至尊主的力量无限不可知但由于我们都是皈依他的灵魂我们知道他是怎样通过他的内在的力量瑜伽玛雅形式的而且全能的希瓦恶魔家族中的伟大的君王帕拉德马哈拉奇斯瓦扬布巴他的妻子沙塔鲁帕和普里亚瓦塔乌特纳帕达阿库提德瓦库提帕苏提等斯瓦扬布巴的女儿以及Pachinabar Erhi Ribu Vina 的父亲 Anga 还有 Maharaj Dhruva Ikshvaku Ella Muchukunta Maharaj Janaka Gati Ruagu Ambarish Sagarua Gaya Nahusha Manda Mandata Alarka Shada Danu Anu Ranti Deva Bhishma Bali Amurta Ruaya Dilipa Rishab Saubari Udanka Shibi Devala Pipa Lada Saruaswada UdavaParuarsha, Brishina, Vibhishana, Hanuman, Sukadeva Goswami, Arjuna, Arshtishina, Vidura, Vidura 和Shutadeva 等也都同样的知道至尊主行事的方式。要指至尊主的上师，所有的伟大的奉献者都在过去或现在显扬天下，而且所有将来会成为至尊主的奉献者的人都将意识到至尊主的各种力量，以及他的名字、特性、娱乐活动、随行人员、个性力量等。他们怎么会知道呢？无疑不是通过心智思辨，也不是靠有限的获取知识的工具去尝试。靠有限的获取知识的工具，不同的感官或显微镜、望远镜等物质仪器，人甚至不能够完全了解至尊主显现在我们眼前的物质力量，例如远远超出科学家计算之外还有亿万个星球，但这些只不过是至尊主物质能量的展示而已。因此就有关至尊主的灵性力量，科学家能希望靠这种物质能力了解什么呢？靠加上几十个如果和或许的主观推测，并不能够增加知识，相反只能够使主观推测者绝望，最后突然放弃研究并宣称不存在神。所以头脑清醒的人停止推测超出他微小的脑力范围的对象，而是努力学习投靠至尊主，因为只有他能够把人引向真正知识的层面。奥义书中明确地说，光靠绞尽脑汁的心情工作或心智思辨和文字游戏，永远都无法了解至尊人格守神。只有投靠服从和至尊主的灵魂，才能够了解至尊主。在这世界中，物质世界里最伟大的生物体 Brahma 承认了这一事实。因此人必须放弃追求实验性知识的途径，停止浪费精力。人应该通过投靠至尊主获得知识，承认这节诗中所提到的人物的权威性。至尊主是无限的，他透过 Yuga Maya 的仁慈帮助投靠他的灵魂按照其投靠服从的程度相应的了解他。译文：那二大呀，尽管至尊主的力量无限不可知，但由于我们都是皈依他的灵魂，我们知道他是怎样通过他的内在力量 Yuga Maya 行事的。而且全能的希瓦、恶魔家族中的伟大的君王 Palad Maharaj、 Swayambhuma Manu、 他的妻子 Shatarupa 和 Priyavata、 Uttanapada、 Akuti、 Devahuti、 Pasuti 等 Swayambhuma 的女儿，以及Nachida Barhe、 Ribu、 Vena 的父亲 Anga， 还有 Maharaj Dhruva、Ikshvaku、 Ela、 Muchukunta、 Maharaj Janaka、 Gadi、 Ragu、 Ambarish、 Sagarua、 Gaya、 Nahusha、 Mandata、 Alaerka、 Shatadanu、 Anu、 Rantideva、 Bhishma、Bali、 Amurta Ruaya、 Dilipa、 Sobari、 Udanka、 Shibi、 Devala、 Pipadala、 Saraswata、 Udava、 Parusha、 Parushar、 Burishna、 Vibhishana、 Hanuman、Sukadeva Goswami、 Arjuna、 Arshtishina、 Vidura 和Shutadeva 等也同样都知道至尊主行事的方式。阿叔。
Om Ajnati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Jenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam Panchakaupataru vyacha kripa sindhu vyaye vacha Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here, before we already have been mentioned, was already mentioned by Lord Brahma that it is impossible to understand all the potencies of the Lord.
在之前呢, 主 Brahma 他已经提到了, 了解主的所有的力量和能量是根本不可能的。
Even the great sages, even himself, Lord Brahma, he said he can understand all the potencies of the Lord.
即便是所有这些伟大的圣人们, 即便是主 Brahma 本人, 他都说他不可能理解主所具备的所有的这些力量。
But here he's mentioning a big list of great personalities. Some from very old past, some not so very old past, but great personalities in history, in Vaishnava history, in the world, Vedic world's history, that were able to understand something about the Supreme Lord.
但是在今天这个世界里面呢，就列出了一长串的名单。那么这个名单呢，全部都是在我们的这条使徒传系上的。 有些人呢是在很久远前的人，有些人呢是在不是那么久远的人，但是他们呢全部都是对于主，有一些了解的圣人。So,
and why they came to know about the potencies of the Lord at least to certain extent?
为什么他们都能够从某种程度上能够理解主所具备的能力呢？
Certainly not by using their limited instruments that they have at their disposition to acquire knowledge.
毫无疑问，他们并不是运用他们所处在的位置所具备的有限的工具来了解这些知识的。
What do they have? They have their senses. They have their senses. That's the means that they have to acquire knowledge from things.
那他们有什么呢？他们有的是可以去获得知识的感官，这是他们的工具。But
yes, senses are so limited.
但是呢，感官是非常的有限的。
So certainly you can understand many things in the material world through our direct perception, through our direct senses.
但我们在这个物质世界的时候呢，有很多的事物，我们都是没有办法通过我们的感官直接去理解的。
With our eyes you can see the sunshine, with our ears you can hear many sounds, we can taste many tastes, we can touch many surfaces, many different, but it's all very limited.
那我们可以用我们的眼睛去看，可以用耳朵去听到一些声音，然后我们可以用我们的触觉去感知到很多事物。但是呢，所有这些都是非常的有限的。But
direct perception, it's always imperfect.
而且呢，直接的感知总是不完美的。
While we are conditioned, while we are dependent on the material senses, our sense perception is very imperfect.
所以呢，当我们处在条件限制中的时候，当我们要依靠我们的感官去感知的时候，它都是非常不完美的。
If I see the moon in the sky, the moon is nice these days. If I see the moon in the sky, the moon in the sky to my eyes, it seems like just a small disk.
那么如果我要去看天空中的月亮，这天空的月亮呢本来是非常的美的，但是如果我要是用我的眼睛去看着天空中的月亮呢，它只不过是一个很小的一个小圆盘而已。
How do I know that the moon is a big planet and is far distant and is huge planet? How can I know these things? Not by just seeing with my eyes.
如果我要是只通过我的眼睛看的话，我怎么能够了解月亮？它其实是一个非常了不起的、非常巨大的一个星球，而且它是离我们在很远很远的地方呢。
Yes, I can also use guesswork. You know, with my mind, I can speculate. It must be much bigger than what I see with my eyes. Yes, it must be much bigger. I mean, certainly it's very distant from me. I can speculate with my mind.
当然了，我也可以用我的心意，用我的脑子去揣测，去思量。我能够去想象这个月球，这月亮，比我所要能看到的要大得多，要了不起得多，要圆得多。
But if you want really to have a more accurate understanding of the moon, at least to a certain extent, we need to receive knowledge from those who study the science, who have made experiments and send objects to the space and have seen the moon by close distance or went there. You know, so we can have a very clear idea of what the moon is.
但是如果我们要是真的想进一步的去了解月球到底是怎么回事的话，可能我们就需要像那些已经对于这个月球做了一些探测、一些计量以及一些研究的那些人去了解月球了，就是能够更好的去了解它到底离我们有多远，它到底有多大，然后呢它到底是由怎么样的结构构成的。
So even for material, to acquire good, perfect or complete material understanding of things, we need to rely on authority.
所以呢，即便是从物质的角度，如果我们想更好的去了解一件事物的更深的状态的话，我们也需要去依靠权威来了解。
Our teachers, our scientists, those who have make the experiments and they have realized certain things, they can impart to us knowledge so we can have a more clear understanding of things that with our eyes you can, or our senses we cannot perceive completely.
那些对于这些领域已经做了一些研究以及做了一些探究的这些老师啊，这些科学家呀，他们可以告知我们关于这一方面更多的信息，然后从而使我们能够了解更多的只是从我们的眼睛所看到的那些景象。
So these great sages, these great sages, some of them are mentioned here, and not only them, but those are present now, we are not mentioned there, and those who will come in the future, if they follow the process, the scientific process, they also can achieve knowledge of the Supreme Lord.
所以呢，在今天这个世界里面所列举的这些圣人的名字，当然还有一些在将来有可能出现的这些圣人没有在我们的这个名单里面出现，但是呢，他们都是由于遵循了这样的去学习研究的这个程序，所以说呢，他们也是可以了解关于至尊主的科学的。
Without accepting higher authority, their understanding of the Supreme Lord is always very incomplete and very imperfect.
如果要是不依靠于权威，如果不依靠于更高的权威去了解至尊人格守神的话， 他们对于至公仁者守神的这种理解永远都是不完美的以及不完整的。
Certainly imperfect. Very imperfect.
而且是肯定不完美的。
Because we are left with our senses to try to understand the Lord, and the Lord is beyond the perception of the senses. It's not a material object.
因为我们是用我们的感官去了解主，但是呢，主他是超越于我们的感官的，因为主他并不是一个物质的对象。
Already we saw to understand material things like the moon, the sun, things that are beyond our direct perception, we need to rely on authority. What to speak of a person, to understand a personality who is totally transcendental to any aspect of material existence.
那从物质的角度，比如说我们已经能够明白像太阳啊，像月亮啊，我们是不可能依靠于我们直接的这个感官去感知的，我们必须要依靠权威去告知我们他们真正的这些相关的知识。那所以就更不用说一位完全处于超然处在的主，那我们肯定更加不可能依靠我们的感官去理解了。
So we have to be honest. We have to be honest and say yes. It's certainly not possible for me to understand who Krishna is unless I receive knowledge of perfect authorities.
所以呢，我们就必须要坦诚，我们必须要承认，我根本就不可能依靠自己的力量去了解Krishna其人其事。那我必须呢，要依靠权威的告知。
Like in the material world, we surrender to teachers, to professors, to scientists. We have experience of things, we have realized things, and we rely on their understanding to know. So the same, we have to approach those who have experience of the Lord, who have realization of the Lord, who have seen the Lord, they have a very deep understanding realization of the Lord.
就比如说在这个物质世界呢，我们是需要依靠于老师，还有这个教授，还有科学家去告知我们他们各自的已经觉悟的这个领域的这些知识。所以说呢，当我们想要了解主的相关的知识的时候呢，我们也是需要去依靠那些已经觉悟了关于主的相关的知识的这些伟大的圣人们去告知我们的。
Like for instance, all devotee or all person who begin the process of devotional service accept as a reality that we are spiritual souls. We are not this material body.
比如说呢，所有的这些在从事奉献服务的这些奉献者们，他首当其冲要接受的一个认知就是，我是灵性的灵魂，我并不是这具物质的躯体。
This is the first understanding that we have.
那么这个呢，是我们首当其冲的理解。
But most of us, we have not realized that we are spiritual souls.
但是我们大部分的人呢，并没有真正的觉悟到我们是灵性的灵魂。
We have not seen a spiritual soul.
我们也没有看到我们的灵性的灵魂。
We have not touched, we have not smelled.
我们并没有触碰到它，我们也没有闻嗅到它。
And we cannot even guess what is the spiritual soul.
我们甚至连揣测都没有办法去揣测灵性的灵魂到底是什么。
But why has become a fact in our existence? It became a fact that yes, I am a spiritual soul. All living entities are spiritual souls covered with a material body.
但是这个为什么它就变成了一个存在的事实呢？是的，我是一个灵性的灵魂，所有的这些生物体呢都是灵性的灵魂，只不过呢是被一个物质的躯体所覆盖了。
Because we have to a certain extent surrendered to higher authority.
因为我们从某种程度上对更高的权威有皈依的心。
So we have heard from higher authority, and we, in faith, with conviction, we have accepted that we are spiritual souls, and all living entities are spiritual souls.
所以呢，我们就从权威那里聆听，并且呢，我们也我们也被说服了，我们是灵性的灵魂，而且所有的众生呢，也都是灵魂，灵性的灵魂。
So without accept surrendering to a higher authority, we can never understand things that are beyond the perception of our senses or are beyond our mental speculation.
所以，如果要是没有对权威的皈依心的话，我们永远都没有办法去理解超越于我们的感官理解范围之内的事物。
So while we are conditioned by these material bodies, we are totally covered by the material senses, the material mind, the material intelligence, and these coverings do not allow us to perceive a reality beyond this material existence.
所以呢，当我们被我们的这个物质的躯体的一切的局限所覆盖的时候，那我们就没有办法去理解超越于这具物质躯体之外的所有的那些灵性上的事物了。
So this is a very important thing. We have accepted already this fact that yes, I'm very imperfect, I'm very limited because I'm conditioned by this material body, so I cannot perceive the reality as it is. I can only rely on information that is given by perfect persons who have realized the truth.
所以呢，就这一点是非常重要的，就是我们已经承认，就我因为是被这具物质的躯体所覆盖，所以呢，我是不完美的，而且呢，很多的事物我是没有办法理解的，我是没有办法去感知到的。我只有通过皈依了这个理解了这些事情的权威的这个人士，那我才有可能去理解他们。
That's why we have to surrender.We have to accept a spiritual master. We have to surrender to him.
那就为什么我们就必须要接受一位灵性导师，并且呢，我们要向他皈依。
Because he has seen the truth.
因为他见到了真理。
He has realization of the truth to a certain extent.
因为呢，他已经某种程度的觉悟到了他所见到的真理。
Why? Because he has submitted himself to his own spiritual master.
为什么这样呢？因为他也把自己皈依在了他的灵性导师的莲花足下。
And by the mercy of their spiritual master, by their practice, their surrender, they come to realize the truth.
所以呢，通过他自己的修习，通过他修习对灵性导师的皈依之心，使得他觉悟到了真理。
So we have to go seriously through this process of surrender if we want to come to the point of really realizing Krishna and eventually seeing Krishna face to face.
所以如果我们要是真的想要去觉悟到 Krishna, 并且最终能够面对面的见到 Krishna 的话，我们就要非常认真的来修习这皈依的程序。
It's not that we know about Krishna, but we can never have direct perception of Krishna.
那并不是说是我虽然知道了 Krishna, 但是我永远都不可能真正的感知到他。
No, we can, by his mercy, because we have surrendered to the process, by mercy, we can actually perceive him directly with our purified senses. That's no problem. We will have that experience.
并不是这样的。由于我们皈依了这个 程序，就是我们皈依了要臣服于他的这种程序，所以说呢，使得他就会给我们仁慈，通过他给我们仁慈，我们就能够直接的见到他，这是有可能的。
By the potency of devotional service, by practicing devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master and devotees, our hearts become purified and our senses become purified, so we will be able to see the spiritual reality, to see Krishna.
所以呢，在灵性导师的指导之下，我们认真的去修习这奉爱的程序，使得我们的心以及使我们的感官呢，都得到了净化，从而使我们就有可能直接的见到 Krishna。
So if you accept, if you receive knowledge from the scriptures, from the spiritual master, and from the saintly persons who also derive their knowledge from scriptures, then we can gradually put into practice and eventually we come to directly experiencing the absolute truth.
所以如果我们要是从经典从圣人那里学习到这些知识，那么这些圣人们呢，他们也是从经典那里学到的这门知识，那慢慢的呢，我们就能够也能直接的去觉悟到这个知识的真意了。
So to now we have some theoretical knowledge about Krishna. We have some theoretical knowledge about our connection with him, but that is not sufficient.
那现在呢，我们从理论上了解一些关于知识，关于 Krishna 的信息，关于我们和 Krishna 之间的关系的信息，但是这还不够。
We have to come to the point of perceive Krishna in our lives and eventually see Krishna face to face.
所以说呢，在我们的生命之中呢，我们必须要达到去真正的感知到 Krishna 这一点，然后呢，最终能够面对面的见到他。
So we should not be satisfied only by gathering theoretical knowledge about the absolute truth. So we have to practice surrender so we can come to the point of experiencing the absolute truth.
所以说呢，我们不要仅仅的满足于积累了一些关于绝对真理的理论上的知识，而是要真正的去觉悟到这些知识，我们要这个去修习这些知识，完最终呢就是能够真正的感知觉悟到它。
If a person is hungry and we presented him a plate of food and explain how the food is so delicious and nice flavor and we explain what are the ingredients and how it was cooked. This is very nice for a hungry person, but certainly is not what is going to satisfy him. He needs to put the hands on it and start eating. Otherwise, there is no experience.
比如说一位饥肠辘辘的人，我们递给他一盘美味的 prasadam， 然后呢，我们向他描述这个 prasadam 是多么的美味，然后呢是经过如何的精心的烹制，是这个跟他这么描述一番之后呢，那当然是非常好的。但是呢，对于一个非常饥饿的人来说，这还是不够的。他必须要拿起这个食物，然后把这个食物吃进去，这样他才能够有真正的体验。
Our problem in this material world is that we are stuck in a material body and are influenced by this material body due to our previous karma.
那我们的问题呢，就是我们在这个物质世界深陷在我们现在所具备的这个物质躯体里面，那么我们这个物质躯体呢，它就来自于我们之前的业报所致。
So we are so much influenced by this material, the material situation we are in.
所以呢，我们就非常的被我们现在所处在的物质的状态所影响。
But Krishna promised if we surrender to him, you're free from all these obstacles.
但是 Krishna 他给我们做出的承诺就是如果我们要是向他皈依的话我们就能够摆脱所有的这些困难。
Even if we are not able to do everything perfectly, simply by surrendering to Krishna, we will be able to surmount all the obstacles and be free from all the impediments to know him.
那么即便是我们不能够完美的去做很所有的这些事情，但是呢，如果我们要是能够归于 Krishna 的话，那我们就能够逾越所有的这些障碍。
So the first item of surrender is that we will have to become very totally dependent on Krishna.
所以呢，关于皈依的第一件事情就是我们要让自己完全的依靠于 Krishna.
Not dependent on our ability, not dependent on our family, dependent on our government, dependent on our strength, our intelligence. No.We have to be dependent on Krishna.
那并不是说依靠于我们自己的力量，依靠于我们自己的能力，依靠于我们的家庭或者我们的政府，或者是我们的智慧，并不是这样的。我们要完全的依靠于 Krishna.
None of these things can really protect us.
因为刚才所提到的那一切是没有办法真正的保护我们的。
And they cannot help us. They cannot help us in understanding.Realizing Krishna.
而且他们也没有办法帮助我们真正的去理解和觉悟 Krishna.
So we depend on Krishna. Depend on Krishna means we depend on the spiritual master, depend on the devotees who are fixed in their devotion to Krishna. We depend on that's a clear dependence.
所以呢，如果我们要是依靠 Krishna， 也就意味着我们要依靠于我们的灵性导师，以及依靠于有非常的坚定的奉爱之心的奉献者。
Depending means we understand that only by following their guidance we can and their instructions we can actually come to a point of surrender and realizing Krishna.
那么依靠也就是说呢，我们理解只有通过他们的指导，他们的教诲，我们才能够最终达到完全理解觉知到 Krishna 的那一点。
We have to accept everything that is favorable in Krishna's service. Everything that should be, can be used in Krishna's service, we should not hesitate to use in Krishna's service.
我们应该接受一切有利于对 Krishna 做服务的事物，任何对 Krishna 有益的事物，我们都毫不迟疑的要去接纳。
Everything.That can be used in Krishna's service, we should not hesitate to use in Krishna's service.
一切可以用于对 Krishna 的服务的事物，我们都不要迟疑的去把它用在对 Krishna 的服务中。
We accept everything that is favorable for His service.
所以呢，我们会接受一切对于他的事物，对于他的服务有利的事物，所有的一切。
That's what it means. The rules, what we should do.
那么这个呢，也就是那些规范，就是我们应该做的事情。
But then there are also the don'ts, the things we should reject because they are unfavorable in the service of Krishna.
那还有一些事情呢，是我们需要被摒弃，我们需要摒弃和拒绝的，因为那些呢是不利于对 Krishna 的服务的。
And these are the regulations, the don'ts, what we should not do, what we should reject. They are not good.
那么那些呢都是一些条规，就是我们不应该做的事情，那些我们需要摒弃的事情。
And we see in our Krishna consciousness and when we are learning how to become devotees, we read, so, hear so many things we should do, so many things we should not do. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed.
那当我们在修习我们的 Krishna 知觉的这个过程中呢，我们其实也都听到了有很多的我们需要做的事情，以及很多的我们不能做的事情，而且有的时候呢，我们都会觉得被吓着了。
Some may look less important, others are more important.
那么这些条规里面呢，有一些呢，比另外一些要更加的重要。
Certainly, we should give a priority to those who are most important.
那当然，对于那些非常重要的这些条规和规范呢，我们应该把它们排在前面去完成。
And the most important that we should use our tongue to glorify Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes.
那最重要的一点呢，就是那最重要的一点呢，就是我们需要用我们的舌头去荣耀 Krishna 的品质，他的逍遥时光，他的唱诵他的圣名。以及去讲述他的活动。
Because the tongue is the most active of all the senses we have.
因为在我们所有的感官中，我们的舌头是最活跃的感官。
The tongue is always looking to eat something, and the tongue is always looking to say something, to vibrate some sound.
舌头呢，它总是想要去吃东西，总是想要去说话，总要想去弹出一些震动的声音。
So if you want to eat, then we take only Krishna prasad.
所以如果我们想吃东西的话呢，我们就只吃 Krishna 的 prasad.
Because that's favorable to our surrender to Krishna.
因为它对于我们，因为它是有利于我们皈依于 Krishna 的。
If you eat food not offered to Krishna, this is not favorable.
但如果我们要是吃没有供奉给 Krishna 的食物的话，这就不利了。
If we spend time speaking about all kinds of things non related to Krishna, it's not favorable to our surrender.
如果我们要是花很多的时间去讲述跟Krishna 不相关的话题的话，那么这也不利于我们的皈依。
So whatever is unfavorable, we give up. Whatever is favorable, we accept.
所以呢，有利的事情我们就接受，无利的事情我们就放弃。
We should believe that Krishna is the only one who can give me full protection.
那我们就必须要相信 Krishna 他是唯一的一位能够给我们全然保护的人。
I count on Krishna for my protection, not anybody else.
我依靠于 Krishna 给我保护，而不是依靠于其他人给我保护。
Because if Krishna, if somebody wants to kill me or hurt me, only Krishna can protect me.
因为如果要是有人想要伤害我，或者是
if somebody wants to hurt me or to give me some problem, but Krishna wants to protect me, Krishna will protect me.
Okay, 因为如果要是有人要伤害我。的话或者欺负我的话，如果 Krishna 他想要保护我的话，那 Krishna 他就会保护我。
So we take protection in Krishna.
所以呢，我们是依靠于 Krishna 来保护我们。
And you should consider ourselves as Krishna's menial servants.
而且呢，我们必须要把自己想成是 Krishna 的很卑微的一个小仆人。
It's our designation. We are eternal servants of Krishna.
这就是我们的身份。我们是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
What does a servant?
那么仆人是什么呢？
What does he do?
仆人做什么呢？
He serves Krishna. He serves the master.
他就会去服务 Krishna, 会服务主人。
Serving Krishna means also serving the spiritual master, serving the devotees, serving the holy dham.
那服务 Krishna 也意味着是要服务灵性导师，服务奉献者，以及服务圣地。
So we are following a process of surrender.
所以呢，我们确实是在追随一条皈依之途，皈依的程序。
And the more we invest ourselves in this process, honestly, sincerely, the more we are going to have positive knowledge about Krishna.
所以如果我们要是越是非常认真的非常真诚的在追随这条臣服之路的话，那我们就越多的能够获得关于 Krishna 的知识。
Srila Prabhupada, in the end of the purport, like many times, Srila Prabhupada concludes everything like in a short sentence. He says everything. One should gain knowledge by surrendering unto the Lord And by acknowledging the authority of the persons mentioned herein, the Lord is unlimited, and by the grace of the Yoga Maya, helps the surrendered soul to know Him proportionately with the advance of one's surrender.
那就像舍利弗在很多的世界的要旨的最后呢，他都会用非常简短的话语来对整个的要义进行总结。那今天的这个要旨的最后一部分呢，他也做了这样同样的事。他说呢，人应该通过投靠至尊主获得知识，承认这节诗中所提到的人物的权威性。至尊主是无限的，他透过 Yoga Maya 的仁慈帮助投靠他的灵魂，按照其投靠服从的程度相应的了解他。
There's no other way.
没有其他的方法。
Because the Lord can only be known by one who is a surrendered soul to Him.
因为主呢，只有被那些对他皈依的灵魂去了解。
By direct perception, by mental speculation,None of these methods we can help us to know Krishna.
通过直接的感知以及通过心智推敲的方法是没有办法帮助我们去理解 Krishna 的。
This is the secret why these great personalities came to the point of realizing Krishna and understanding to certain extent the potencies of Krishna.
那么这些呢，也就是这些圣人们，他们能够从某种程度的了解到 Krishna 的秘密。
嗯 ，They have surrendered to Krishna.
因为他们皈依了 Krishna.
They follow the process of surrender.
他们追随着皈依臣服之途。
It works for everyone.
这个对于每一个人都是奏效的方法。
Like we are, most of us, we are following the process of surrender. We have accepted an authority, we accept the scriptures, we accept the authority of Guru and the saintly devotees.
那比如说我们大部分的人呢，其实也都是走在我们的皈依臣服之途上。我们接受了一位孤儒，我们接受了经典的教导，我们也接受了圣人们的教导。
We accept to follow the process of bhakti. We are chanting the holy names. We are giving up all the things that are unfavorable to our service to Krishna.
我们接受了bhakti 的奉爱修习之途。而且呢，我们也开始念诵圣名，我们放弃了那些不利于了解 Krishna 的事情。
So there are many, many things that we are doing that we adopted in our lives, and many things that we have rejected in our lives. We don't do them anymore.
所以呢，我们现在这个每日的这个生活中呢，我们在做很多的我们应该做的事情，而且呢，我们也摒弃了很多不应该做的事情。我们现在不再做那些事儿了。
So and gradually we are making progress.
所以这样呢，我们就逐一渐进的在取得进步。
One would think is that our conviction, our faith is becoming stronger.
这样就会使我们的信心更加的坚定。
And many of us, we realize that Krishna is very much present in our lives, and we feel Krishna's mercy in many aspects of our life.
而且我们很多人也都能真正的感知到 Krishna 就在我们的生活中，而且从很多的方面，我们都能够感受到 Krishna 在赐予我们仁慈。
When we see the deity of the Lord, we really acknowledge and accept that this is Krishna, is the Lord, is there, is His form.
当我们看到主的神像的时候呢，我们也能够接受，这真的是主的存在。主他是通过他的神像的形式显现在我们的生活中的。
We don't see a statue of metal or stone.
所以呢，我们不把它看成是一个由石雕的雕像。
Now with the eyes of devotion that we have developed, we see the deity as Krishna himself, and you offer obeisance, and you offer prayers, and you feel happy to be in their presence.
所以呢，现在由于我们有这个的食欲，所以呢，我们当见到神像的时候呢，我们就会向他顶拜，向他祈祷。而且呢，我们也非常的欣慰能够有他在我们的生活中。
When we cook, we are always reminded that we should offer to Krishna, and we try to do a nice offering to the Lord.
那么当我们在做饭的时候呢，我们也都在记得我们这个饭食呢是要供奉给 Krishna 的，所以呢，我们就努力的要把这餐饭做好。
We feel a special pleasure when we have opportunity to speak about Krishna or this philosophy of Krishna consciousness to new people.
当我们向新人在讲述关于 Krishna 的话题的时候，当向他们讲述关于 Krishna 的哲学的时候呢，我们就感到很欣喜。
We like to share this knowledge, things that we have read, we have heard. We like to share with other devotees.
我们很喜欢把我们所听到的、所看到的这些关于 Krishna 的信息和知识呢，向其他的奉献者所分享。
And we have developed a certain attachment to chant Krishna's holy names.
而且呢，我们也培养出了一些念诵 Krishna 的圣名的依附之情。
Certainly, we may not chant perfectly, but we have become attached to chant Krishna's holy names.
当然，我们还没有办法完美的去念诵，但是呢，我们培养出了念诵 Krishna 的圣名的依附之情。
So we just should try to improve.
所以呢，我们应该做的事情呢，就是要努力的去提升。
Realize that there is still a lot of room for improvement in our practice of surrender to the Lord.
意识到在我们对于主的臣服的练习的这个过程中呢，我们还有很多的空间是可以去提升的。
And not be discouraged.
所以不要气馁。
Krishna is there, the spiritual master is there, the devotees are there, the scriptures are there, the holy name is there, prasad is there, everything is there to help us to become fully surrendered.
所以 Krishna 在那里，灵性导师在那里，奉献者在那里，圣明在那里， Prasadam 也都在那里，所有的这一切呢，都是在帮助我们能够更好的去归于 Krishna。
We just have to be careful to not become complacent and think that everything is okay, I'm doing enough.
所以呢，我们要做的事情呢，是要非常的小心，不要沾沾自喜的觉得我们现在做的事情都已经是足够了。
This complacency is enemy of a spiritualist, great enemy.
那么这种沾沾自喜、这种自负呢，是灵性的进步、修习 Krishna 知觉的灵性的进步的大敌。
This is as much as I can do, and this is already nice.
那这些呢是我已经能够做到的事情，挺好的了。
No, the devotee should always try to improve. No, I should do more because Krishna is so kind with me, giving me so many wonderful gifts. The devotees are helping me so much. My guru is so merciful. So I should do more. I should try to do more. I should improve myself.
不是这样的，因为奉献者他应该所具备的心态就是总是觉得自己应该做得更多，自己应该更加的努力，应该让自己有更好的提升。因为 Krishna 对我是如此的仁慈，我的 Guru Maharaj 对我是如此的仁慈，奉献者对我是这么的好，所以呢，我就应该让自己做得更好，应该有更好的提升。
So you should always be motivated to improve ourselves, to do better.
所以呢，我们总是要被激励着让自己做得更好，要做得更多。
In this way, we certainly progress.
那以这样的方式呢，我们一定是能够有进步的。
And we will notice that we don't complain, And we don't complain. We accept that if certain things are not well, is this because I'm not surrendering completely to the Lord.
所以呢，我们也就不会对发生的任何事情去抱怨。当有一些事情不尽如意的时候呢，我们也会觉得，之所以会这样发生，是由于我对 Krishna 还没有足够的皈依之心。
We take responsibility. We see that it's our fault, it's our own mistakes, that our own shortcomings that prevent us from becoming more advanced.
所以说呢，当我们没有办法让自己变得更加的进步的时候呢，我们要为其负责。我们要觉得是由于自己的一些缺点和自己的还不足的地方而导致了这样的状态。
So we should admit our shortcomings, accept our shortcomings, and try to improve, to pray to Krishna to help us to improve. And when we see other devotees that are making nice improvement, we should feel very glad and try to also do like them, try to improve ourselves.
所以说呢，对于我们自己的缺点和不足呢，我们要承认，并且呢，要努力的祈祷着自己能够。 改正这些错误，能够有更好的提升。而且呢，当我们见到其他的奉献者在灵性上取得进步的时候呢，我们要非常的为他们高兴，而且内心中也要把他们作为我们的榜样，要想着也要像他们那样，也要让自己也能够有这样的提升。If
you are not trying to improve, if you are not trying to do things better to improve ourselves, then we're going to find faults in the process. We're going to find faults in the devotees, and we think that the problem why I'm not advanced is because of this, is because of that, is because of this person, is because of that person, and we don't see that the problem is coming from within.
所以如果要是我们没有一个想要让自己这个提升进步的这种心的话呢，那我们在看到各种各样的事情的发生的时候呢，我们就会有各种各样的抱怨。 那我们就不会认为这是由于我自己的这个原因而导致的这种状态，我们就会觉得这是由其他的人所导致的。So
the difference between a serious, honest, sincere devotee and a devotee who is not very sincere is that the devotee who is sincere is always introspecting, looking within what he can improve, whereas a devotee who is not very serious is always speculating, is because of this, is because of that, this doesn't work with me, and this and that, and always complaining. That's the difference.
所以说呢，作为一个非常真诚的奉献者，以及一个不那么太真诚的奉献者，他们之间的区别就在于，一个非常真诚的奉献者，他一直在自省，他一直在自己的身上在找缺点、找问题，然后呢，在想着如何能够让自己能够变得更好。 而一个不是那么真诚的奉献者呢，他总是在挑错，而且呢，他总是在推敲，他总是在猜测这件事情是这么发生的或那么发生的，他从来不会觉得这是自己的问题，这就是他们之间的区别。So
in order to come to complete surrender, you should be introspective and try to always improve.
所以说呢，为了要让我们变得完全的皈依，我们就要时刻的进行自省、检醒，而且总要想着要进步。And
if you really want to improve, Krishna gives us throughout the day so many opportunities to improve.
如果我们真的要是想让自己取得进步的话，在这一天中 ，Krishna 会给我们很多很多的机会，让我们去有进步的机会的。
And the devotees we always try to improve is very positive devotee, is a very joyful devotee because he's trying to improve.
而且呢，就是总是想要取得进步的这些奉献者呢，他是非常的积极的，而且呢也是非常的乐观的，因为他想着总是我怎么能够进步呢？
If you look for externals, look for faults in others, for things that create your problems, then we're going to be very busy looking for faults outside, but then we have no opportunity to look within and try to improve.
但是如果要是一直在寻找外部的这个原因，总是在挑其他的地方的错的这个人呢，他肯定就一直在非常的忙碌的在外面在找各种各样的原因，但是呢，他却失去了让自己能够通过自省而提高的机会和时间。
The faults of others should not be the impediment to our progress in life.
其他人的错误不应该是我们前进的障碍。
Our own impediment for progressing is our own faults.
我们进步的唯一的障碍是我们自己的错误。
That's why even living in a material world with like an ocean of faults, we can become perfect.
We can. 所以呢，所以即使我们生活在一个充满了错误的物质存在的海洋里面，我们也是有可能让自己变得完美的。
Because we have the process and we have the means and we have the people to help us to overcome all these faults.
因为我们有我们的程序，我们有我们的工具，以及所有的这些人们能够帮助我们逾越所有的这些错误。
So there are so many great personalities throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, and when you hear their stories and their struggles and what they had ever achieved, and we feel so much inspiration.
那在圣典博迦瓦坛的通篇呢，都有各种各样的圣人。当我们在聆听他们所遇到的困难，以及他们所达到的这个最后的成功的时候呢，都是很有助于我们能够取得进步的。
And at present, there are so many devotees, so many wonderful devotees that despite so many difficulties, so many impediments, they are trying to make a spiritual advancement, they are improving, and they are so blissful.
而且呢，有很多的奉献者，即使面对了各种各样的麻烦、困难以及困境，但是呢，他们都始终的在提升着自己的 Krishna 知觉，所以呢，这些都是非常的喜人的，也是非常的令人欣慰的。
Because they are trying to surrender more and more.
因为呢，他们试着做的事情就是让自己更加的皈依，更加的服从、臣服。
So we have everything. Srila Prabhupada gives us everything to come to full surrender to Krishna and become a very blissful person.
所以呢，为了让我们能够成为一个完全皈依 Krishna 的人，为了让我们成为一个非常的喜乐的人，Srila Prabhupada他给了我们一切的可以协助我们的设施。
We just have to use properly, nicely, honestly.
那我们要做的事情呢，就是要很好的、恰当的以及坦诚的去运用所有的这些设施。
Okay, we stop here. If there's any comments or questions.
Okay, 那我们的这讲课这一部分呢，就先停到这里，看大家有没有任何的问题。Yes, yes. First question is from Sati Madaji. 顶巴阿叔，感恩您甜美的讲解。昨天晚上看新闻的时候呢，看到说医疗队派出了100多位医员援助武汉，全面新建的设施，作为辽宁人，内心自然的升起了自豪感。这种对身份认同，然后我根深蒂固在那里。突然觉得很失败，没有进步和进化，请阿叔给予指导，谢谢。Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you very much for beautiful explanation. Yesterday, when I watched the news, evening news, I heard that Ningning province sent a medical troop, which is the 1,700 doctors to help the Wuhan, and that they are going to completely help in the charging of the constructed hospital in Wuhan. So, as Leon actually recently born in this area, a kind of proud raised from chess. So, I do have a recognition about material identity. So, this rooted false belief of about identity is there. So at that moment, I feel myself such a fake. I didn't make any improvement and haven't improved at all. So you help me to overcome about this very much.
It's not you have not made progress. It is not that you are ever, okay. You certainly felt identified with the Liaoning, the fact they sent so many doctors to help, or humanitarian work. So you felt identified with that. It's not, but is not the most harmful type of manifestation of false ego.
当你看到这个，当你看到辽宁的这个医护人员，突然说，I all of a sudden feel very emotional.
False, because people from your province didn't go there.
No. Actually, I also have false ego. Sorry.
Okay, compose yourself and translate.
对不起，因为阿叔刚才说了，就是刚你听到辽宁派了很多医护人员去援助武汉中。 你虽然这种认知而有这种自豪感，那但这可能也是一种假自我的这种认知的展现。但是呢，这种假自我的认知的展现，并不是一种坏的假自我认知的展现。Because
you see, you are identified Liaoning people, Liaoning to help in this crisis, and this is a humanitarian work, so it's a pious activity, even though it's material pious activity, it still is a pious activity, and we, even as devotees, we cannot be indifferent to pious activity.
他们即便是最奉献，不可能对这种援助的人道主义的行为的感到非常的淡然和冷漠。The
fact, so you cannot say that you are a failure and you have made no progress. That's not true, because the fact that you realize that this was a manifestation of your false ego, this is a proof that you are making progress.
而且你不能说你是失败的，没有任何的进步。但事实上，就是当你意识到你的这种来自于你假我的时候，这已经意识到了你是有进步的。It's
not that because we are practicing devotees, we are totally free from false ego. No, false ego, it's a very, 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 very thick covering. It's the last covering that's going to be removed. So it's not so easy. So it manifests in such ways. It's not so harmful. And it makes you realize that, yes, I'm still very much identified with my body. So it could be, it should be a kind of incentive to let me deal more with this aspect of my identification with this body and this and my people and my country and their body. Mm-hmm. So it helps you in the process of surrender, can be an incentive to advance. So don't feel discouraged.
说呢，作为一位在修行的奉献者，并不意味着我们就没有假我了。而且呢，假我它是一层，覆盖的身上的非常非常非常厚的一层覆盖。但是呢，当你已经是通过这件事情而知道这件事情的时候，它其实，对于我们来说，对于您来说呢，是一个在修行道路上的一个促进。而能够使你更好去通过休息来摆脱这一点。
Okay, the next question.
The next question from Easy Mataji, 真诚奉献者和不真诚奉献者的区别，前者会不断的自省，后者总在跳脱。这个对我自己太重要了，感恩阿叔。Okay, the next another question that comes from Jenny.
And then understanding of
and she is saying
I have a translator in my WeChat.
Oh, okay. That's very nice.
It is quite good actually, but it's nice to translate because I can verify. Yeah, okay. That you could see is the difference. Yeah, that's a very striking difference. A sincere devotee does not find faults. He's always introspecting and finding faults, but within himself or self. Whereas a less sincere devotee, it tends to complain and tends to find faults on this, on that, and sometimes in ways that are not really nice, just kind to bring down others. And to try to, in this way, to bring himself or herself up. This is a less sincere devotee.
这种区别呢是非常的人性的一种区别。当这个真诚的他其实也是会跳错的，但是他在跳错的时候，他都是在自己身上跳错，而不是别人身上跳错。那不真诚的奉献者呢，他可能就会在外面去。外围去看各种各样的问题，而且呢，他有时候跳过找毛病，他是为了要让提升自己而去打压别人。
So, but yes, faults, we are always surrounded by faults of others, you know, so many things around us that are not the well, people doing things are wrong, so there we are surrounded by faults. So, how do you deal with faults of others?
其实呢，我们是被其他人的错误给包围，因为大家可能也确实是在犯错误，在做各种各样的不太事情。是当我们面对别人的错误的时候，我们怎么去处理呢？我们以什么心态去面对呢？
How we deal, how we react to with the faults of others?
所以我们如何去应对和处理别人的错误呢？
Like you are a mother, you have two children. So if the children do faults, you have to point out those faults in order to help your children to recognize that they are faults.
比如说你是一个母亲，你有两个孩子，当孩子犯错的时候，你会为了要帮助这个孩子的进步而指出的错误。
So here, pointing the faults is in a good sense, try to help a person who is dependent on you to realize that's a fault and that that's detrimental for them, they should give up.
但是这种的指出这种好心指出是因为这孩子是依靠你们的，所以呢，你为他们吃，对他们的很不利的一些错误，从而不改。
So he's in the position of parent or teacher or spiritual master, some type of guide. Naturally, you have to point out the faults in the actions of your those who are dependent on you, but only with the purpose of trying to help them to correct those faults.
所以说，比如说家长、老师、灵性导师的这样的身份下的人呢，为要帮助依靠自己的人能够改正错误，就要这个指出他们的错误。但是这个错误的一个目的呢，就是为了他们能够得到更正。
Otherwise, if that's not the case, then we should remember a very powerful saying of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur that we celebrated this appearance a few days ago.
如果要这个原因的话，那我们就一定要记得 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 所讲的话。在以前，那我们也刚刚庆祝过 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati。
Okay, I'll write down here so you can have it.
Okay, thank you. 老师。在说的你啊，阿叔在写什么？过了一句话。我网不好，那我等会再试试。二部下停，现在好点没？
在屏啊。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm slow with my mobile.
Yeah.那稍微等一下，不好意思，阿叔他因为是在用手机在打字，所以说呢就有点慢。萨蒂玛吉，我这边还断吗？因为我把 WiFi 给换成 4G 了。嗯
，Yeah, you got.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When faults in others misguide you, delude you, have patience, introspect, find faults with yourself. Know that others cannot harm yourself, cannot harm you, cannot harm you, cannot harm you.
Yeah. 就是当别人的错误误导你时使你困惑时，你就必须要有耐心，要自省，在自己身上找错误，要了解其他人是不可能伤害到你的，只有你自己才会伤害你。
So this last part, if you are a little, don't understand very well, how can you harm yourself? It's by your actions.You are harmed, you are in trouble. It's not because of the faults of others, it's because of your own doings. because of your own actions. It's the reaction to your own actions. It's not the fault of others. The others are just instruments to react, to give you the reaction that you deserve because of your previous actions.
就是我们所受到的这种伤害其实并不是由其他的人所导致的而是由我们自己的错误而造成的这个业报是我们就咎由自取必须要受这个苦那么其他人所显现出来的好像伤害我们的这种状态呢只不过是使我们受苦的一个工具而已
Oh, if this person harmed me if this person insulted me and I don't see the reason I didn't do anything, so how can I say that I am innocent? Yes, I'm not innocent because I have done something in the past, maybe I don't recall, maybe it was in previous life, and now as a reaction, Krishna put me in front of this person who insulted me, harmed me in a way that seems unjustified.
那如果是这个人他无缘无故的欺负了我，无缘无故的让我受苦了。那我怎么能说我不是无辜的呢？但其实我能够知道我是无辜的，原因是由于我之前做了坏事儿，然后呢，我就必须要为这件事情而受到惩罚。那么 Krishna 呢，他就安排了这个人以这样的方式使我接受了这个惩罚。
So nobody gets more than what he deserves.
所以没有任何一个人。他得到了他不应该得到的事物。
It's the law of karma. It's a very, very precise law of justice.
所以呢，这都是业报定律所为，而这个业报定律呢，它是非常的精准的。
Okay, we stop here.
Okay, 那我们讲课今天这课呢就停到这儿了。
Thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Danakeli and Sati Mataji.
特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 和 Danakeli。
And don't worry too much about the one virus.
然后不要太为武汉的病毒而感到担忧。
Protect yourselves.
保护好自己。
Keep clean, keep always very clean and wear a mask when you go outside.
总是让自己保持着高度的洁净，然后在出门的时候呢，要戴口罩。
But be always reminded that we are always surrounded by a very, very terrible virus, the virus of illusion that makes us forget Krishna.
但是呢，我们一定要时刻记得，其实我们始终都被一个非常的可怕的病毒所包围着。那么这个病毒呢，就是我们处于虚幻之中，而这个虚幻呢，让我们忘记了 Krishna。
In China, and maybe most countries in the world, every minute is more than 400 people die of cancer. Every minute.
在中国甚至于在世界呢在每一个分钟里面都有400个人由于癌症而失去了生命。
And we are not speaking so much about that.
而我们对于这个话题呢却不怎么去谈。
But yes, we have to take precautions because it's a virus is out there, they have not found the treatment, so...Protect yourselves, and nothing is going to happen to you for sure.
但是呢，我们也必须要保护好自己，要小心，因为现在这个病毒呢还没有找到一个应对的方法，所以呢，我们要保护好自己，不要让自己也染上。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
Hare Hare Bo, Ashu Kijai, Vaikuntha 之音服务愿意聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述，也非常感恩奉献者的聆听。谢谢 Sati Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台，感恩祝奉献者在今天度过一个非常美妙的 Hare Krishna 的日子。Hare Krishna。